You are listening to the audio production of Tell Me the Dream Again, Reflections on Family, Ethnicity, and the Sacred Work of Belonging by Tasha June, published by Tyndall Momentum. This book is read by the author. For Oma and Dad.
Foreword by Leah Joy, author of Glorious Weakness, Discovering God in All We Lack. New Mexico was home to me from the time I learned to ride a bike down the bend in our road, the heat waves from the desert-baked asphalt heaving breath on my sun-brown knees with every pedal of my legs. Most of my childhood adventures wound along the watermelon-hued switchbacks carved into the Sandia Mountains. A place can hold both cherished memories and caustic reminders, and when you reminisce, the clock's years spin back as if cranking the handle of a jack-in-the-box. You brace yourself like an anxious child waiting to see what pops up. You anticipate complicated memories. Growing up as a multiracial Asian American girl was like that. Complicated. I was raised from girlhood in the Badlands, where the plateaus were as flat as the contours of my face, the same face I was made fun of for. Did you run into a door? Why is your face like that? Can you even see when you smile, Ching Chong? The kids asked on the playground after pulling their eyes into violent, angry slits. At night, I pulled open the medicine cabinet doors around me, and I looked at my profile reflected in the folded mirrors. My cheekbones sat high and wide, and I pressed my palms flat against my forehead and nose and mouth. I opened my eyes as wide as they'd go. I learned that by the slant of my lids and the curves of my face, I was somehow other. It wasn't until I was in third grade and the bullying intensified that I realized that other was synonymous with wrong. I felt God had somehow made me wrong. I wasn't fully white, and I wasn't fully Asian, two halves of something that didn't seem to add up to a whole. Otherness is something Asian Americans understand. We're perpetually othered and treated as foreign, even if we are born in America. We're asked where we're really from and what we are. We are congratulated on our English, even if it's our first and only language. We are mistaken for the other Asians because, people joke, we all look alike. Asian women are fetishized, while Asian men are emasculated. I grew up thinking it was just me who was called Ching Chong China Girl in a sing-song voice while kids pulled their eyes into slits. I thought it was just me who could never pull off the eyeshadow tutorials from the images of wide-lidded faces in the glossy magazines. I thought it was just me who had a well-meaning teacher suggest I do a Who I Admire Most speech on Connie Chung because she couldn't think of any other Asian American role models. I was 12 before I read a book with an Asian American character in it, and I gobbled down books with a ravenous hunger for story. There were no shows with Asian American representation. I didn't see reflections of me anywhere I looked. So while other kids dressed up like Michael Jordan, Molly Ringwald, or Madonna, I dutifully donned an oversized, boxy blazer, grabbed a bottle of Aquanet, and shellacked my hair into something resembling a helmet to give my talk on how I became the first person of Asian descent to anchor one of America's major networks and the first woman to co-anchor CBS Evening News. In retrospect, it wasn't that Connie Chung's accomplishments weren't noteworthy. She was a pioneer because so few Asian Americans existed in the public sphere of popular culture, let alone were recognized as part of our history. One woman, upon hearing my Connie Chung story, replied that it was ridiculous, that diversity was just a way to cause division, because we are all equal in Christ. Her dismissive response was nothing I hadn't heard before or since. Some people refuse to admit that all things are not equitable. Racism, racial profiling, ethnic cleansing, genocide, and the systemic oppression of so many people God created in His image have fertilized the roots of hate and pride and the narrowing of who defines what we exalt and what we justify. The sameness of the stories we tell and the selective mouths they come from stifle us all, leaving the witness to God's church soiled, skewed, or silenced. We were made for more, yet we often fail to see that diversity has often meant disparity. But ethnicity was God's initiative, His creative manifesto, to paint humanity with vibrancy, color, and timber, to make each freckle, each speck of color in the iris, to coil hair in wiry locks or lay them smooth like straw, to soak our skin in a thousand colors and paint them over the bodies of His creation. God chose to form languages that click and hum and roll off tongues or rattle in the throat like the whir
Sample complete. Ready to continue?